quite some time, our ministry has received numerous emails from various cronies of Jim White. In essence, these emails state that I, Dan Corner, would not debate Jim White on the Believer Security, or that I even backed out of a debate. Friends, these are nothing but lies. The real truth in all of this is, Jim White will not debate me on the subject of my 801-page book, The Believer's Conditional Security. In my book, I refute eternal security or the perseverance of the saints. On June 16, 2000, Jim White and I almost had a debate over the radio out of St. Louis, Missouri, but he refused, as you will soon hear. The following dialogue occurred between Jim White and myself. I was on the phone and he was at the radio station in Missouri. Listen to White first state that he didn't know I'd be on the air with him until the day before, and then that he was not willing to debate me on the subject of the Believer Security alone without veering off to the other points of Calvinism. For your information, staunch Calvinist Arthur Pink thought that eternal security could be disproven without considering any of the other 4 points of Calvinism, unlike Jim White. Again, it was clearly White who refused to go through with the debate, as you will soon hear for yourself. Listen carefully as Jim White begins.
Mr. Carr, I didn't know you were going to be on. No one's talked to me about anything. If I hadn't been in a chat room yesterday, I wouldn't even known that you were going to be here. So I have nothing to do with what's been set up. I was told I was going to be talking about my new book and that there was going to be some discussion of the doctrines of grace. All the rest of this stuff is total news to me as I walk through the door. So I'm afraid I'm not able to be of much assistance in working out whatever issues it is that you have. That's the situation that I'm facing. I've got a new book out. That's what I was told I was going to be talking about, and that's all I know.
What they told me was that we would be debating the subject of the Believer Security and not veering off to any of the other points of Calvinism. Now, I know you're not willing to do that.
That's correct.
There it is. You heard it for yourself. I said to Jim White, quote, what they told me was that we would be debating the subject of the Believer Security and not veering off to any of the other points of Calvinism. Now, I know you're not willing to do that, unquote. And in response to my statement, Jim White answered back, quote, that's correct, unquote. Here is that audio excerpt once again. Listen to that part a second time.
What they told me was that we would be debating the subject of the Believer Security and not veering off to any of the other points of Calvinism. Now, I know you're not willing to do that.
That's correct.
Also, please be informed that I have a fax copy of the debate rules with White for the same day signed by both Tim Behrens and Al Gross, the radio host. A copy of these will be mailed out to anyone who requests a copy and sends a self-addressed stamped envelope to Evangelical Outreach, P.O. Box 265, Washington, PA 15301. Ask for the debate rules of the almost White versus Corner debate on the Believer Security. Finally, White's image in all of this is being protected. Fallaciously, it was announced over the radio that I couldn't make it for this White debate on eternal security, as you will soon hear. It was also mentioned that some kind of extenuating circumstances came up on my end. This is how I was misrepresented, even though I was already connected by phone to the radio station and spoke to the radio host as well as Jim White himself. This false information about me not being able to make it for debate is mentioned about 5.5 minutes into the following radio interview excerpt I had with the Thornbergs. That discussion with the Thornbergs occurred only about 15 hours after my almost debate with Jim White. Listen carefully to how I was misrepresented and White was protected over the radio in St. Louis. Also listen for the offer Jerry Thornburg extended to Mr. White to debate me on his radio show on eternal security, which Jim White has never taken me up on to date.
Power of Truth with Jerry and Kathy Thornburg. As you listen over the next hour, call in and take part as we discuss biblical truths and current events. And now, here are Jerry and Kathy Thornburg with the Power of Truth.
Wake up, St. Louis. You're listening to the Power of Truth broadcast. I'm Kathy.
And I'm Jerry.
We're glad you tune in tonight, and we pray tonight that you will have something that we will say or something the Lord will do that would cause you to wake up. If you're out there driving around in your car, you're out there listening on your radio, maybe you're laying in the bedroom, you can't go to sleep right now, you tuned us in, and you don't know why, but I believe the Lord had you tune in, so don't turn off that radio dial. We're going to have a special guest tonight. His name is Daniel D. Carner, and he's written a book, The Believer's Conditional Security. And as we're on tonight, we're going to give our telephone number here. This is a live call-in, and we're going to have you call in with us and ask questions to Dan, for Dan, and I'm sure he will have some answers for you. It's about once saved, always saved. Is it real? Is it are false? What do we do with that doctrine? Where do we go with it? How do we live our life if we're once saved, always saved? Do we live in the holiness of the Scriptures? Or do we continue to sin every day, maybe 100 times? I've heard some say even 1,500 times. I don't know. It just seems like they constantly say they sin, and they just have to sin. It's just the way it is. Dan's written a book, and I was going to tell a little bit about it, but Jerry, did you have something you wanted to say?
Yeah, I don't know if Dan's called in. He's supposed
yes,
to,
Dan is
Dan
on the
line. Okay, one
he's
second.
Waiting there.
Yeah, but we'd like to say tonight we're going to talk just about that. We're going to talk about a new creation reality. In other words, we're going to be talking tonight about the truth of who we really are in Christ. Do we have power to walk in the Spirit, which the Bible says we must. In fact, the Bible says the righteousness of the law is fulfilled in those who walk in the Spirit and not after the flesh. That means that we're to be in a right standing with God. And you know, He creates a new spirit in us. I like that, that He creates a new spirit in us. He gives us a new heart. He writes His laws in our hearts. And then He empowers us. Oh, I like that word, empower. We're empowered by His Spirit. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to quote Dan's book here, something that he said in it before we get with Dan. But here it says, each generation of believers must contend for the faith that God has once for all entrusted to the saints. That's Jude 3. Jan Carroll Van Balam observed that cults are the unpaid bills of the church. He meant that when truth is not sufficiently emphasized, in time, error will be accepted as truth. Modern Wesleyan Arminians are too silent about the issue of the believer's security. By the turn of the 20th century, it was assumed by many that Calvinism had expired. Methodism moved on to embrace evolutionary theory and the social gospel. Most of the popular Bible teachers today accept the premise of Arminius, but the conclusion of Calvin. Dan, as a pastor, had read about scholars. He read after scholars and studied under professors who held different views. After years of careful investigation, he believes the Word of God finally teaches, one, mankind is sinful by nature and in practice. Two, God has provided the possibility of salvation to all. Three, we must respond to God's enabling grace. And I say enabling grace because I hear irresistible grace so much. Four, saving faith is moment by moment trusting in the person and work of Jesus Christ. Five, covenants are conditional and may be broken. Six, all of life is on a probationary period. Seven, final apostasy is a real possibility. Eight, yet the grace of God is not only able to keep us from falling, but to complete the work of sanctification in our lives. In your book, you quote a friend of yours saying, if everybody goes to heaven that says they're going to heaven, God will have to deputize the angels to keep an ardor. Dan, are you there right now?
Yes, I am.
That quote was from a friend, and I was just wondering, is there anything you want to add to that quote as far as the Lord would have to send angels to deputize those that are in heaven right now?
Well, that was quite a quote. I believe it was from the foreword of my book. One of the three doctors that wrote the foreword, I believe they are the ones that actually wrote that, and that was who you quoted. But it certainly was a very, very good quote, very accurate, very scriptural, and I can give an amen to that. And there's no doubt about it, not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom. Jesus said, only those who do the will of the Father.
We were listening to a broadcast early this morning that you were supposed to be involved in, and the gentleman said that you couldn't make it, or there was some kind of extenuating circumstances that you couldn't be there. And is there a reason why you weren't there this morning? Or?
Yes, let me just in brief maybe take 30, 40 seconds and make a very quick comment, and it's this. I'm going to be very brief about what happened this morning on the Tim and Al show with their guest Jim White. It's very disturbing to me that something was said over the air indicating that I backed out of the scheduled debate with White on the believer security, when in fact it was White that would not debate me on the subject of the believer security. I have a document in my possession signed by Tim and Al that the debate topic was to be the believer security and not any of the other 4 points of Calvinism, but White would not go along with that topic of debate. This is all I have to say at this point in time.
Well, then maybe we can sometimes, with a little bit of blessing here, we can get Mr. White to go ahead and have that debate with you on eternal security, because I think myself, I've read your book, Dan, and I know you do know your subject. I can tell you put a lot of research into this book, and between you and me, as a minister, I really enjoy this book as a work in my library, because as a reference work, because it really is full of information, and I would recommend the book to anyone. It really is a good foundational, recommendational book, and it's just something that I have enjoyed a whole lot reading.